Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
So now we are moving on to our next presenter, Jack Boudreau, and I want to spell his name right now because he had talked about how he's on social media and people are stealing his social media ideas. So his last name is Boudreau. You Have Habits, a marketplace that makes it easy for people, younger people than me, to find a financial advisor.
Well, we need one, so maybe we can find one there.
Yeah, it sounds like we already have our conversation to talk about copyrights and then to talk about financial advice right after this.
Absolutely. So tell us, what sets you apart? What's so great about your marketplace?
Yeah, well, first off, let's just start and talk about what a marketplace is, because technically speaking, I run 2 businesses, right? So a marketplace, you have supply, you have demand. Demand being people who are looking for financial advice. We typically are working with people below the age of 40. So it's usually their first financial advisor. But think about this audience, right? They're buying their first house, getting equity comp for the first time. They're getting married or engaged. They have every question in the world, but they've been told for a very long time that use this app, use this robo advisor, or hey, you know, lean on that YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram influencer to provide you your financial education and advice. But then on the supply side, right, you know, this other half of the business that we're running is we believe out of the 400,000 financial advisors in the United States, the best ones are hiding in plain sight. And so on the supply side, we're looking for the very best to be on this platform. And how we earn money is basically charging a membership fee for these advisors.
Great. So how does the process work if I'm looking for a financial advisor? What happens when I go to the marketplace?
Well, it sounds like you are looking for a financial advisor, so I think we can kind of start right here.
Do you want me to fill out the paperwork now?
No, you don't have to do that. But one thing I want to make clear is basically our job is to be the surveyor. We're the searcher. We're trying to do everything that we can to understand where you're coming from, and we do that basically in 2 ways. The most popular right now is literally scheduling a 1v1 call with our team or even someone like myself. Like, I'm still doing these today, and I'm sure as every entrepreneur in this room can understand, we will move heaven and earth to make sure that people are aware of what we do and kind of why we do it. Or the more easier way, and maybe this is like the Gen Z digital native approach, is we got an application. You can download it on the Google Play or Apple iOS store where you can not only get like verified, but you can get through the marketplace. But the big thing for us is we want to hear your story. And that's why we always encourage people just to go to usehabits.com and book a call with us.
So what motivated you to get into this business?
One thing that I want to be clear, and I think any aspiring entrepreneur who's listening here can understand, intimidation is it's one of the main barriers to not starting a business. And the financial services sector has been dominated by some old school players. I mean, my own professional background started at JP Morgan, and they're technically like an indirect competitor of ours. But what started this whole entire business was me just personally experiencing a problem. I, you know, had a decent chunk of change at a young age, and I was looking for a financial advisor, and I struggled. And I felt, well, if this is also affecting me finding a financial advisor, you know, and remember, you know, this is how you level up in life and in business. You delegate and you find people who know things better than you do, or at least find someone who understands your story and what you're trying to aspire and achieve. And afterwards, I began to see that friends and family experience the same thing. And so I guess in a weird way, it's me saying, I experienced the problem and then started to help others. And then before you know it, we have the Habits Marketplace.
But what's interesting, the reason you say you're approaching younger people, I think, is because you're starting online. So instead of going to like a networking thing and shaking hands, you're starting online, right? And Chris, you can pipe in here too anytime you want.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I do is like I raise money for my hard money fund by the old school way, like lunch and learn and getting in front of people and shaking hands.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, the digital way of doing things is great, but there's still something about seeing people in person and creating a relationship. I do think that that helps with the trust. It's hard to trust people online. You have to watch them a lot longer, and you never really know if that's their real selves or who they really are. So meeting people definitely still works.
But to my point, I think the millennials and younger are online first.
Yeah. Totally living a different type of life than us old fogies over here where we wanted to be in front of people.
Well, let me shoot some quick stats your way, because one of the coolest parts about our job, right, is that we're meeting people from a wide array of different situations, right? We help teachers, we help serial entrepreneurs. And so this is geographically agnostic. Mm-hmm. It's all across the US. But I would say probably around 99% of the people coming through our platform are very comfortable working with a financial advisor totally remote. Because you have to remember, it opens the doors to totally new people.
Right. I mean, and the digital opens the door. They still, for many products, people still want to talk with somebody.
Exactly.
It just depends on the product or the service, for sure.
100%.
So in terms of financial advising, and we take a look at it from a age perspective, like what should you be doing in your 30s? What should you be doing in your 40s? Where should you be in your 50s?
Yeah, well, Kenya, it's a great question. I could share some high level aggregate data, but at the very end of the day, everyone's going through, you know, a lot of different things, right? We all earn money at different levels. We all have different levels of experience. And also we just have life changes, right? You know, my girlfriend and I, we're moving in for the first time. So I got a lot of questions for anyone else in the room, right? But that might happen when you're 30. That might happen when you're 22. That might happen when you're 45. And so with all these different things going on, that's why we've said to ourselves, AI definitely, and, you know, automations with financial management applications to help you just with the operational functions of your money will always be a factor. But at the end of the day, Kenya, people want to just talk with one another. They want to get to know someone, right? When we came in here and you greeted us, I felt a level of understanding because you knew why I was here and what I wanted to achieve. And that's usehabits.com, by the way.
So what have been some of your bigger challenges then starting this marketplace?
Well, as noted, you know, we're in a highly regulated, highly competitive, crowded and fragmented space. You know, when we started kicking this off, I mean, it's almost embarrassing to say, but literally I was DMing people on LinkedIn. I was trying to get in front of anybody who would take my call, anybody who would give me the time of day. And there are so many financial advisors, 4,000. I've spoken to 1,500 financial advisors. I've spoken to over 2,000 families. But you want to know what? It's one of the keys to entrepreneurship. If you can get in front of the people who resonate with your story and are personally experiencing the problem, that whether you're trying to solve it or better understand it, those people will move heaven and earth for you. Mm-hmm. They will line up around the door to support you and your cause. And I think that's one of the many reasons why we're having so much success on platforms like TikTok or my blog or on Reels or other social media platforms.
That's great. I just had a quick question. Like, what makes you different from your competitors or other people that are in the market who are doing what you do?
It's a great question. And we often think about this in a few different ways, right? Because we work with two businesses, right? We got the families who are looking for financial advice, and then we have the financial advisors themselves. So this is going to be a two-part answer for you, Kenya. Part number one, with families, we don't pay for clicks and eyeballs, right? All the other people on this street here, right, they have 8-digit, 9-digit annual marketing budgets, right? So tens of millions, hundreds of millions. For us, we have a cell phone. My co-founder and I, we produce some content. We're just raw, authentic, and honest. And people seem to relate to it. So everything that we're doing here right now, by the way, it's about to be repurposed at Jack_Boudreau_. But the second part to this, though, Kenya, is the financial advisors, right? These people have been sold to their entire life. Right. Oh, we'll help you get 15 to 20 million in AUM. Oh, we'll give you this tool to reach out to every family in the world. Who here, raise your hand, has had some level of a solicitor asking you for, like, hey, do you want to buy this product? Do I buy this insurance thing? We try to explain to financial advisors, your time is more precious than any money you'll spend trying to get in front of new audiences. And we already do it because we basically measure the intent of that family by getting and building a relationship with them far in advance through our content. Mm-hmm. So usually by month 9 of them following us, they engage with us, but they already know us.
So what kind of products do you offer?
So right now, the marketplace is really the sole thing that we're operating with right now. And so for the year 2024, my primary objective is to create a consistent experience. Because here's the problem, guys. We didn't expect to grow this quickly. We didn't expect tens and thousands of new followers. We didn't expect millions of people, millions of people. Could you think about walking into a stadium and speaking to a million people? It's kind of intimidating, but in this digital landscape, we don't think about it. And so now that we're growing so fast, I'm basically yelling at my co-founder, Vera, who's literally my partner in crime, my brother. I love this guy to death. I probably speak to him more than any other friend or family member or girlfriend. Please don't say that to her, by the way. But but the reason why I articulate this in such an aggressive fashion is because we need an application that can automate and scale this thing out, because there's a huge need out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're really taking advantage of the digital tools, I think, more than any other financial planner that I've talked to.
Well, there's some regulation behind that. if you're a financial planner, I'm not going to go into the Investment Advisors Act, the solicitor's rule, the marketing rule, but where I'm kind of getting at is they are actually limited to what they can say and do online. So another really big problem that a lot of people don't understand with young people is that they're going to YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Yeah. 80% of people in that demographic associate that as their primary source of financial education. I probably don't need to educate anybody in this room or who's listening to this, the problems around that. And these are unlicensed professionals, maybe somebody who woke up one day and said, hey, I need to buy this crypto. Here's the best way to purchase homes with no money down. Like, if I actually have never had financial education in my high school class, or I never had some sort of finance major course throughout college, or maybe you didn't even have access to this access of education, you're leaning to what's easiest, and that's on your phone. And we're trying to change that, and I do think it's a massive problem. So investment management, I mean, that's one of maybe 30 capabilities, and I'm posting on this on LinkedIn all the time. My financial advisor today, we talk about strategy. We talk about how they can make an impact on our business. We talk about things that are tax related. We talk about things about, you know, equity compensation. There are so many things that are now, because, and especially these digital natives, they have unique ways of receiving compensation from their employers. And so it's far more than just stocks and bonds. I think the coolest part about our platform is that we have financial advisors from every brokerage. We even have some where it's just a me, myself, and I operation, because what we've come to recognize with this, you know, younger demographic, they care a heck of a lot more about the name on the back than the logo or jersey on the front, because they want to say, like, hey, you know, I work with Richard, I work with Elizabeth. Like, they want to be very clear and direct to say that, like, I don't work with a particular brand, because a lot of these services have been commoditized. I mean, they've been around for generations.
Well, I think of my son and his wife, and I did want to say, when we're talking about houses, that they decided to pay more for their house to get the lower interest rate. And now they're really glad they did. Like, that would be part of your planning.
Oh, my God. This is an arbitrary metric, but we usually say that like 80% of people who come to Habits are experiencing some sort of oh, crap moment, right? You know, when you're like, oh, man, I really need to talk to somebody about this. And one of those is buying my first house, right? You know, before, you know, in 2019, and, you know, obviously can give a little bit better of understanding here, but the brass tacks to it is, it used to be what, maybe $270,000 was the median, you know, household price. And now this is median, you know, this is across the U.S., 3-bedroom, 2-home, 1,400 square feet. Well, then in 2022, that $270,000 price moved to $420,000. And wages did not grow that fast. And so now think about my generation, who's been told, well, buying a house is the most instrumental part of your financial plan. Well, what do? They go to an app. They go to the robo-advisor. They just stick to stocks and bonds. Or do you talk to somebody who knows what you're trying to achieve, who has a good understanding of what is your blind spot? These are the things that people are trying to avoid. And that's why we've created the marketplace to help people avoid that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really important.
So how can people find you?
Usehabits.com, or you can find me on TikTok. You can join my blog. You can find me on Instagram at just Jack_Boudreau_. Oftentimes I'm either talking about my, you know, conversations with VCs or advisors or really anything in between. I think just one of the coolest parts about entrepreneurship is that anybody's going to take your call if you're building something cool.
That's great.
Excellent. Yeah.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.